Log Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing when I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all God's children to stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with Him.
Hey,
stand
with
friends our Lord.
Oh.
Stand with your all Lord.
And believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Everybody saying that
you stand.
Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Praise God. Good to be here on a Wednesday afternoon once again, spreading and sharing the love of God with you. I'm Andrew Olner, calling on behalf of David and Diane, ministry and friends. Good to be here, like I said, once again. Today I'm going to be talking about leadership and how important it is to be a leader within yourself, within your family, within the world. And the calling that God has upon you and everybody for us to all be His leaders and lead the way that He has chosen for us to do. We're going to start with prayer, and then we'll get right into the Word of God, because we only got about 30 minutes today. So let's start with some prayer. Lord God, we thank You for coming in again on this Wednesday afternoon, for keeping us afloat day by day, week by week, through this pandemic, Lord God. We give you praise for allowing us to be able to repent of our sins, Lord God, and giving us that light to shine every day, Lord God. I thank you for waking me up, waking my family up today, Lord God, and allowing us to live in your presence in this world that you've created for us to live in, Lord God. I ask that you allow me to give this word to the listeners, Lord God, and everybody listening and future listeners. And we ask for continued strength. We ask for continued knowledge. We ask for continued good health, Lord God. And we thank you for providing that for us, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, leadership. First off, I want to give a thanks, as always, 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 to Lady Diane Shaw and Pastor David Shaw for making this show happen every week, behind the scenes, doing what they do for my show to happen every week. Give you lots of praise, honor, and glory. Thank you so much. So today we're going to talk about leadership. And first off, I want to give you a definition of leadership, or I should say a book definition of leadership. Leadership in the dictionary is defined as the capacity and will to rally men and women to a common purpose and the character which inspires confidence. Okay? So, you may have something else. You may have the new Webster's Dictionary. If you have that dictionary, I have a different one. That definition reads, the action of leading a group of people or an organization. So leading a group or an organization, men and women, leadership, okay? I want to start off with a quick Bible verse, if we can. I usually don't like to dive right into the Bible, but this is going to help me transition to help everyone understand better what leadership is. Book of Mark 10:43 reads, a leader is a servant chosen and anointed by God. Let me stop there. A leader is a servant chosen and anointed by God. She or he receives direction from above in total humility and is full of love and humility all the time. To be a leader, to be a successful leader in the eyes and the path of God, we have to be full of love and humility all the time. Not sometimes, but all the time. A leader needs to understand the burden, roles, and responsibility of the people he or she is leading. So, in this new year of 2021, this is a year for us to lead. You always hear that term, lead by example, right? Be a leader, not a follower. This is the year for us, y'all, to become leaders. And I've said this many times in my shows, we are ambassadors of God. God has given us a duty and a chore to be his ambassador and share and spread his word to our brothers and our sisters. It is time for us to become leaders in his world. It is time for us to lead by example. It's no longer walk the walk. I like to say lead by example. You know, some people say walk the walk, talk the walk, you just talk, whatever, whatever. I say lead by example. Show me the way. Show me the way. We have a lot of people out here, everyone out here, our brothers and sisters, that haven't accepted God as their Savior, don't believe in God, don't know if there's a God, have no evidence of God, are lost, are in the dumps, are in a bad situation. But that's because they've never had a successful leader in their life. And I'm going to get on later into my lesson today about leading others that we just don't know, that we may not know. It could be a random stranger. It could be, I'm going to tell you a quick story today. I was getting lunch today at KFC, and God was like really testing me today. And there was a homeless person in the front that had asked for a dollar. And I said, I'll give you the dollar, but I'd rather go inside and buy food with you. He goes, okay, that's fine. So I took him inside with me, and I bought him some food. And I started talking to him, like, if you don't mind sharing to me, first off, before you share with me, can I pray for you? He goes, oh, no, man, it's okay. I don't believe in God, man. It's just like, you know, my life is very bad. I said, that's cool. I'm not asking you to believe in God. I just want to simply pray for you, man. I'm not asking you to change your beliefs. I'm not asking you to believe in God. I just want to pray for you. He's like, all right, cool. So I prayed for him, and he was tearing as I was praying for him. And I told him, I said, if you don't mind sharing your story with me of how you ended up where you ended up, would you mind sharing with me? I got about 20 minutes. You know, I'm willing to spend all 20 minutes I got with you. And he started telling me that he worked for NASA. He was a NASA scientist. He has a PhD degree from Stanford University. This guy was making $250,000 a year. He then got injured on the job and was starting getting disability money. And from the state where he was from, if you're collecting disability, you can't work. Well, I guess disability wasn't enough for him, so he went out and got a part-time job. Some way, somehow, disability found out about it, cut his benefits, then he lost his part-time job. Then he lost everything, right? He's like, oh, I used to be a strong Christian, and then all this happened. I started doubting God. I started not believing in him. I started thinking, why God? Man, we're talking about why me, right? So I asked him, I said, do you have any family, mom, dad, brother, sister? He goes, no. He said he had no family. He had his wife. Wife passed away. So I said, hey, man, take down my number. He had a cell phone with him. I said, hey, man, take down my number. I would like to lead you back into God's life. I would like to lead you back to Christ. I would like to lead. I want to be that leader for you. He goes, really? I was like, yeah, man. Like, don't hesitate to call me, whatever you need, man. So that was this morning. So this evening, right before our show, called me about 30 minutes. He goes, hey, man, I just want to say thank you so much, and I'm ready to get back into, you know, God, and that. He starts going on and on. And he said, you know, before he hung up with me, he said, I've never had somebody that wanted to reintroduce me to God. I've never had somebody who wanted to lead me back to God. I've never had somebody to look up to. I've never had somebody to follow. I've never had somebody to, like the same things I did. I've never had somebody that I hung out with them and we all kind of had the similar interests. It is time, y'all, for us to do what we were brought here to do. It is time for us to do our duty. It is time for us to do our job. It is time for us to start being that leader in people's lives. It is time for us to start leading people back into Christ, people that fell out of Christ, people that no longer believe in God, people that are in the dumps, that are on the street, that don't matter where they are, what color their skin is, where they're at, what their situation is, you never know that the guy I saw today asking me for a dollar was making $250,000 a year working for NASA. Had $2 million home in Los Angeles, lost his wife, lost everything, but that's still our brothers, that's still our sisters. Through Christ, that is our brother and sisters. We got to stop looking different upon people. I'm going to go through a couple steps. I'm going to have to break this show into two series. We'll go over the first four today, and I'll go over the first four next week. The principles of leadership. I'm going to break this down in eight steps in two shows to reintroduce you how to become a good leader and a great leader to people and how to lead by example through God. Step one is an influence. You got to be an influencer. You got to influence people. Leadership is not mandated or awarded. I don't get paid more money for being a successful leader in God. My job's not going to ask me, hey, are you a good leader in God's family? Yeah, you are. So here's a dollar more an hour. No, you're not mandated or awarded. You need the influence to lead. Right? You got to be an influencer. Second, you got to have that vision. You got to want it. You got to want to lead. For me, the best feeling for me ever is when somebody says, hey, man, I look up to you. Hey, man, I want to be like you. And I'm not saying that We got to go out there trying to stunt on people and try to get people to want to be like us and try to be, you know, Mr. Bad Butt. But we, the leadership that I'm talking about, that I'm discussing about, is leading people back to God. Being that leader, being that ambassador, being that person that grabs that somebody by the hand and says, hey, come with me. I got somewhere to show you. Hey, come with me. I got someone to introduce you to. Hey, come with me. Let me reintroduce you back to him. Hey, come with me. I got a person that's going to save your life. Hey, come with me. I can save you. Being that leader, being that spiritual leader, you got to have that vision. You got to have that plan of attack. And the Bible talks about vision in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to give you some time to switch. I got to open my Bible. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. We're in Mark. We're going to go to Proverbs. I'm sitting here looking with you. Proverbs. I took so many notes. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 29. So we're going to go to Proverbs 29. We're going to look at verse 18. Proverbs 29:18. And it reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. When we keep that, when we have no vision, we have nothing. It's like that saying, the blind leading the blind. You're not going nowhere if you don't have a vision for God. If you don't have a vision for him, and you don't look for him or seek him, and the Bible says, seek me first. When we don't seek him, when we don't have a vision for him, and there's no belief or there's no nothing in him, we have nothing. So we got to have a vision for it. Having a vision is having a want. A successful leader with a good vision knows where to go and plans how to get there. So we got to know where to go, and we got to plan it out. So when we see that next homeless person, or we see that next friend of ours that we went to high school with, that we stopped talking because he owed you $5 or he owed you $10, but he's now struggling, have a plan for him. Have a plan. Have a plan. We all have. Life is all about having a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're going to be running around like circles, like a chicken with their head cut off. We got to have a plan in life. We got to have a plan. Where did I leave off at? We got to see the invisible. Right? We got to see the invisible. We got to say, I could take that person that no longer believes in God, that stopped doubting God, that doesn't think God exists, that is always saying, why God, why me, why me, why me, and think, well, it's going to be nearly impossible to get this guy back to God. It's going to be too hard. It's going to be too much work. No, we got to see the invisible. We got to make the impossible possible. That's what it means. It's seeing the invisible is making the impossible possible. God died for our sins and told us we are his ambassadors. We are to share his word. We are to bring everybody close together to him. We are to have a tight walk with him. And it's only him who can see the invisible can do the impossible. It's only us that with the power and the strength and the love of God invested into us that God has gave us is how we can make the impossible possible. We can do a lot of things. We have a lot of talent that we don't know that we don't have, or we think that we don't have, or we're not sure, we don't have it. We don't think we're capable of doing it. I've done so many things in my life where I thought I would never be able to do that, and I actually did it. I just had to do it. I just doubted myself. People like to doubt themselves and think, oh, I can't do it, or it's going to take too much work, or it's too much effort. How about when God was up there getting slashed on the cross, dying for our sins? How about that? Did that take too much work? Was that too hard? And all he's asking us to do is leave. And bask it. Bring people together. Do your job. This is a job that pay for. We're not going to get paid every dollar person we leave. This is our spiritual job. This is our job that God gave us for dying for our sins and be able to turn to God and say, God, repent me of my sins and be cleansed. With that comes the job. Don't just think you can sin. Repent, 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 and you're good, because you're not. Are you doing your job? The next step is trust. We got to trust in the process. We got to trust in ourselves. We got to trust that what we do and how we lead and who we're leading to, we trust in that process. And this goes in the book of Luke. Everything I do is always going to have a Bible scripture, because that's what I believe. I'm not going to sit here and preach to you or minister to you without any supporting documents. Everything I'm going to do is in the Bible. Trust talks about in the Bible, book of Luke. Go to the book of Luke. Book of Luke. Luke, chapter 16, verse 10. Luke 16, 10 reads, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." We translate that for you. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. What that says is, if you're faithful, he that is faithful in that meaning the leadership, that meaning you being a successful ambassador, you being faithful in what you do in your duty, and he that is least faithful is unjust, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Meaning that we could take somebody that is not faithful, we could take somebody that is not unjust, and we can make them faithful and make them just, because he who that is unjust is also just because of us. He who that is unfaithful is faithful in much because of the love of God. Just because you don't have that BMW, just because you don't have that Mercedes, just because you don't have that $10.5 million home, doesn't mean that you're smaller than somebody else or you're less of somebody else. He who that is faithful in much. All you got to do is be faithful. All you got to do is trust in him. God will deliver for you. There's been a lot of times where I'm like, God, I need you so bad. I don't know how this going to happen, but I think the only way it's going to happen is if you do it. I can't see any other way of this happening other than you doing it for me. And it's been done. I don't know how. I don't know how God works his magic. I don't know how God does it, but he does it. You got to trust in him. You got to trust in his process. You got to trust in yourself to trust him. You got to trust that you're a successful leader. You got to trust in yourself. Step four, the last step I'm going to say, is connection. Having a connection with somebody, I think this should be like step one, is a connection. If you don't connect with a person, if you don't connect with them, if they rub off on you some way, somehow, you can't lead. You can't lead somebody if you don't got a connection with them. We got to build a connection with somebody. We got to build a connection with people. We got to connect with them. We got to start looking at everybody like they're our brothers and our sisters. Imagine that person that's with you, God created them the same way he created us. They may have a different hair color, a different eye color, and a different skin color, but they're still under the same creator. So we got to stop looking at people differently. We got to stop looking at people different because of their financial status, of the color of their skin, of who they support as president, of who they like, who they don't like, what foods they like, what foods they don't like. We're all one. One nation under God. Right? So we got to have a connection with people. We got to be able to connect to them. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. And I heard that somewhere. I don't remember where I heard that from. But I wrote that down in my notes today because as I was writing my notes, I remember that saying that somebody had told it to me. A leader, a successful leader, touches a heart before a hand. We got to start digging into people's hearts. After we can get into their heart and they trust us, remember, step three was trust. So once they trust us, then we got that connection with them and we've dug into their heart. Then we grab the hand. But first, we got to trust them. They got to trust us. We got to dig into their heart, then grab their hand. We can't do it any other way. We can't grab their hand if they don't trust us, because they won't grab that hand back. They won't want to follow us. Right? So we gotta dig in their heart. We gotta find their heart. What does their heart think? Right?
Move people first with emotion before you can move them with action. Let them know you care. Let them know you're there for them. Let them know you got ears. You're all ears. You're here to listen to them. You're here to show them you care. Start showing people we care. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth, so we can listen more than we can talk. To connect with people in a group, we got to connect with them as individuals. We're all one. To connect with them in a group, we got to connect with them as individuals. Everybody's an individual. We're all individuals. We got to start connecting with people as individuals. In the book of Proverbs, if we turn back one chapter to chapter 27, we were in chapter 28. Let's turn back to 27. We went to the book of Luke. Let's go back to Proverbs. Let's go back to Proverbs. We were reading out of 28. Let's go to 27. So if we go to chapter Proverbs 27. We're going to go to verse 17. Proverbs 27, verse 17. It reads, iron sharpens iron. Everybody should know that verse. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Iron sharpens iron. We got to sharpen people's iron. We got to start sharpening iron. We got to start bringing people together. We got to all come together. We're created as one, so we all need to become one. Iron sharpens iron. I'm going to leave off right here. We're going to continue this next week. I got four more steps to go over with you about leadership. So stay in the tune with us, because I'm going to come back with the next four steps next week, and I hope that you're here to join us. We also have a Sunday worship on Sundays with Pastor Shaw at 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. Join us for Sunday worship. We're gonna open up the mics. We don't have a closing song today, so we're gonna open up the mics if anyone wants to make any comments, concerns, questions. If there's nobody that wants to make a comment, I would like to close in a prayer and touch anybody that was listening today. So if you can, just close your eyes on me real quick. Lord God, we just thank you for the show. Lord God, we know we have a duty, Lord God. We know we have a job to do. We know we have to lead. We know we got to be ambassadors, Lord God. We know that it takes a lot, Lord, to be a leader. But Lord, there's no job too hard, Lord God. There's no job that's too hard for us to do, Lord God. When you died for us on that cross, Lord God, that's all that was needed for me, Lord God. And I'm willing to be that ambassador. Yeah. And if anyone's listening right now, Lord God, if anyone's listening, anyone needs to hear anything, just say to him, God, I'm your ambassador. God, I am the leader you have presented me to be, Lord God, and I'm going to do my job, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for giving us strength. We thank you for giving us good health, Lord God. We thank you for all that. But we know our job is not done here yet. Our job is just getting started. We ask you for patience with us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for repentance of our sins today, Lord God. But most importantly, Lord God, we know we have a job to do, and we know we got to lead example. We know we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're all going to lead them right back to you, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We ask for continuance to watch over us. We ask for protection. We ask that you watch over the elderly, the sick, the disabled, that you rise them up, Lord God, that you lay that healing hand on them, Lord God, and you heal, because you're the best healer around. And we ask for watching us over our finances, Lord God, keeping us afloat through this pandemic. We ask for repentance of our sins again today, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory on this Wednesday afternoon, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen.
Amen.
All right, well, thanks for listening to my show. Today we got, I heard the counter, we got 60 seconds left. Don't forget to tune in on Sunday with Pastor David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I wanted to say in my show today, but we set up a way to give tithe and offering. I'll have Pastor Shaw go over it on Sunday. So if you can, anything is greatly appreciated. But thanks for listening to my show, and be with us on Sunday. Take care. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Ah! I wish I had the time to tell you a story.